Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together from Psalter 288, the four stanzas. O Lord, how manifold thy works, and wisdom wrought by thee. The wealth of creation fills the earth and mighty sea. And what follows? Psalter 288, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
a portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in 1 Samuel 6. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, and nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. 1 Samuel 6. And the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us, wherewith we shall send it to his place. And they said, if ye send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any wise return him a trespass offering, then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, what shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden emerods and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore ye shall make images of your emerods and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto the God of Israel. Peradventure, he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts, when he had wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? And now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring the calves home from them. And take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which ye return him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go. And see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth-Shemesh. Then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of the Lord upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold, and the images of their emerods. And the kine took the straight way to the way of Beth-Shemesh, and went along the highway lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth-Shemesh. And they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth-Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart, and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings, and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emerods which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Lord, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ascalon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1, and the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the 5 lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people amended, because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, who was able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. We hope to remember in prayer Zechariah, the son of Mr. and Mrs. Casey Niels, who had a fall and broke his upper leg. Mr. and Mrs. Jerry and Marissa Clock, who were blessed with the birth of twins, a girl and a boy. And Mr. and Mrs. John and Marie DeCock, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy. Mrs. Stanie Slingeland, who may commemorate her 89th birthday today. Mrs. Kobe Slingeland, who hopes to commemorate her 88th birthday on Wednesday. And Mr. and Mrs. Hank and Grace Blumet, who hope to commemorate their 56th wedding anniversary on Friday. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast granted unto us and our dear children, that we may be given to see the dawn of another day, when thou wast granted another Lord's day, and when we may be privileged to meet one another within the walls of thy house of prayer, when thou wast graciously watched over each and every one of us in the midst of all the trials of life, that thou wast watched over us in the home, that thou wast watched over us on the way, at work, in the field, at school, wherever we were called to be, when we are privileged above most of the inhabitants upon the face of the earth, when thou hast showered us with many blessings, when thy mercies have been multiplied, and when thy patient long suffering has been exercised over us and our children, and that for a sinful and an unthankful people, when also in the past week a special day was set aside that we could come up to thy courts, a special day of thanksgiving, and then thou knowest most perfectly how it has been on that day. Then thou also knowest most perfectly how that we have come up to thy house, our Lord. May it please thee then to grant a broken, a humble, and a contrite heart, under all thy mercies, under all thy goodness, And those are mercies that have been showered upon sinners. Oh, then we may still be in the precious day of grace, the day wherein thou art still gathering a church unto thyself, because there is still room in the sheepfold of the good and great shepherd for us and our children. But, Lord, work then lovingly and irresistibly, and then in the week gone by, then thou wast not only spared life, but then thou wast also given life. Then thou wast granted unto a father and mother, a little daughter and a little son, and to another father and mother, a little son, Lord. Wilt thou grant unto those parents a broken and a humble heart? Under thy great mercies, the psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well, Lord. Wilt thou strengthen the mothers? Wilt thou help the parents with their manifold labors, and when they are overwhelmed, that they may simply be given to ask thee for thy help, and that the prayers may be multiplied, that these children may be children of many prayers, that they may be born, to experience that second birth, the wonderful regeneration, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Then we commend unto thee the grandparents with their increased blessings and responsibilities. Wilt thou also grant unto grandparents, that their seed may more and more be bound upon their heart, a little wrestling, that striving for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We commend unto thee all the expecting families. Do graciously watch over the unborn, and remember the family circles that have experienced disappointments in their married life. Wilt thou place underneath thy strengthening and comforting arms. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly beg of thee for the loving and the irresistible work of thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of young and old, and that by the first time, but also by renewal. Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, and if thou art not the first in our life, then we are eternally undone and lost. But, thou wast given unto us and our children thy precious testimony, and not only declaring how deeply we have fallen, but also the wonderful works of a triune God, and that thou as a church which thou hast chosen from eternity, and which shall be gathered by word and by spirit, thou hast appointed the means of grace to that end, and thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee, O wonder-doing God. Stretch then forth thy almighty arm, and may sinners be arrested. May they be pricked in their heart. May they be given to turn. Then they shall become seekers, and those seekers shall become finders. Lord, may such seekers have come up to thy house, And thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine hands. Thou knowest the riddles, the questions, and the perplexities. And wilt thou grant those further leadings, all we have heard out of thy holy word, of a church that was eagerly desiring that the ark may return, Lord, not a strange matter, for thy children, where it can become so still, where it can become so quiet, and because of their sins and backsliding, but may they be stirred up. Lord, then we commend unto thee a little son that has fallen, that has broken his leg. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant healing? Then it is a blessing that there has been a great increase in the medical knowledge. We read in thy word of a Mephibosheth who has fallen and who remained a cripple all his life. Lord, remember the parents, the family circle. May we be given to commend one another at the throne of grace. And then we commend unto thee all the sick and all the afflicted, Lord. There are those amongst us where there are grave and serious concerns. Then we may humbly beg of thee, if it may be according to thy holy will, that the means may be blessed, and also the means that hope to be used in the future. It all awaits for thy blessing, and that these solemn callings, that they may be sanctified. We remember our elderly ones, an old wife and mother together with their husband, may commemorate on this Sabbath day that thou was spared for 89 years, Lord. The infirmities are increasing, but they may still be together. Grant a humble and a broken heart. Remember for body and soul together with all other elderly ones. Lord, we now humbly ask thee for the opening of thy word, a few words to speak, and that thou may grant thy indispensable blessing, that thy word may go forth with power divine, and may it be a message which we cannot lay aside, but that it may be applied by thy Spirit, Lord. Our blessings are many. We have sung together with the psalmist that he was given to praise thee for thy mighty works, for thy faithfulness, and for thy goodness. But our needs are also manifold. The temporal needs are manifold. But the most profound need is the need of our never-dying soul, Lord. We have all come 1 week closer to that final meeting with thee. May that be impressed upon our hearts. Gather then with us, bless us with thy special favor and thy special presence, and pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 6, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. But know the Lord has set apart the men of godly life and heart to be his favored one for a. Jehovah hears me when I pray. And what follows Psalter 6, the stanzas 3 through 6. In this morning hour, then by renewal with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Samuel 6, the verses 13, 14, and 15. And they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Beth-Shemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine, a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. Our text words speak of the special harvest thanksgiving by the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh. And then with five thoughts, in the first place, the many wonders. In the second place, the dark cloud. Thirdly, the directed visitors. Fourthly, the great rejoicing. And in the fifth place, the burnt offerings upon this harvest. Beloved congregation, then on the day of thanksgiving, then we have heard that the Lord has done many wonders. And then our boys and girls can remember a few of those wonders. Oh, then we have heard. Then you can picture, boys and girls, the border between Judah and the land of the Philistines, that the field of the Philistine farmer, that it was all eaten up by mice. And on the other hand, the field of an Israelite, that the grain was still waving in the field, and that the Lord has not permitted the mice to cross the border. Then we have heard that it was a time of war, that the Israelites, that they were under the dominion of the Philistines, and yet the Philistines, with their destroyed crops, they have not come into the land of Israelites to steal their crops. Oh, then we have heard that those farmers, that they received health and strength with their families. And on the other hand, in the land of the Philistines, where there were many funerals, that many among young and old, because of disease, that they were brought to the grave. And then we have heard that people of the Philistines, that they have become troubled, that they were concerned, that they had an impression that the mighty God of Israel was punishing them because they have taken the ark of the mighty God of Israel and they have kept it in their land. And then they had an impression it was because of their sin. And to that end, they have went to the priest and diviners, and they have not asked, we have heard it, whether they shall send it back, but they have asked, what shall we do to the ark of the Lord? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place. Thus then we see, congregation, that the Philistines, they have not lost their religion. We have not lost our religion in our deep fallen Adam, because Adam and Eve, they have also made fig leaves and have tried to cover their nakedness before the presence of the Lord. Nevertheless, Christ, in Luke 16, verse 8, has declared that the children of the world in their generation are wiser than the children of light, young and old. How is it with the providence of the Lord? When the Lord sends afflictions, we shall not multiply it out. We have heard something thereof some weeks ago out of Hebrews 11, verse 12. But how is it when the Lord afflicts us? Are we then given to examine our life and our hearts? I read in the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 9, hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? And then we have heard it. That was also a great wonder. Then the Philistines, they were convinced it was because of the ark of the Lord. But then they have thought, peradventure chance, do we understand it? Oh, there can be times that we are given to believe that it is the special providence of the Lord. And then later the thoughts can come in our mind, but was it now really the special providence? Special tokens of his favor, and especially when afterwards it goes so different than we have thought. And in our mind, we know, boys and girls, that there is no chance, that the Lord directs everything upon this world, but that the question comes up. And then we have heard it, oh, a great wonder. Then the Philistines, they have not taken something that was used, but they have taken everything that was fresh, a new cart. Oxen, where there has never been a yoke. How is it with us, congregation? Or is it leftovers? Let us just think of our time. Family circles, oh, do take the time in the busyness of life to gather round about God's word and to speak of the Lord and of his mighty acts in providence and in the works of grace. And then, boys and girls, you can picture it. The Philistines, they have taken two sucking cows, both had calves, and then they shut the calves up in the barn, and then they put the sucking cows in front of the cart, put the ark upon the cart, and then they stood to the side. And then the wonder, then those cows, they did not go to the barn, but it is clearly written, they took the straight way to the land of Israel, but those cows went a-mooing as they went. That also grants matters to think of. And those mooing cows, that is not a type of a church. That are so busy with the Lord and with their soul and during their labors that many petitions are sent up unto the Lord, to that mighty, that just and gracious God, oh, begging for a token of his favor, asking for the pardoning of their sins, oh, asking the Lord, that the Lord may drop a word a sweet word of consolation, or even a word of correction, but that the Lord may speak, that they may be given to rejoice in the mighty works of the Lord. But those lowing cows, they are a type of an other people. Because boys and girls, you can understand it. Why did those cows, why were they now so noisy? Where was the heart of those cows? They were back with their calves in the land of the Philistines. But the Lord, by his almighty hand, we would say, he has forced those cows, inclined those cows to take the straight way to Beth-Shemesh. Is that perhaps our picture? And then we could speak of coming up to God's house. Does that become our life? Is that our desire? Are we glad by renewal when it is Saturday night and when it is an other Lord's Day morning that we may go up to God's house? Does that fill our hearts with gladness, with a prayer to the living God for a special presence and for the manifestation of his works? Has it become, as I read in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after? Or are there maybe a few in this morning, of course a speaking conscience, commanded in God's word, still a blessing, when we listen to our conscience, that outwardly we walk according to this word, but that it is not such with a desire, not with a longing, that we are as those lowing cows, that our heart is back in the world, and we know the cares can be many, that those cares, they can also come with us to God's house, and if it may be in the right way, when all our cares may be laid at the throne of grace, but that we can be so encumbered with him, and that it can even be, as I read in Malachi 1 verse 13, concerning all the religious duties, that it was actually a weariness. Then we resemble those lowing cows in God's house, but still our heart back in the world. Then when we read of these cows, then we can also apply it to the catechism students. Students, we have begun with the older ones. Have not begun with you. Tomorrow evening, then catechism classes hope to resume. And then I hope that you shall not be as these lowing cows, of course they were noisy, that you are still respectful, and that you listen, that you do due diligence in memorizing, and that you come up with a prayer and with a desire to the living God, that that instruction may be blessed for the saving of your souls, also for an increase in knowledge, and that you do your best. Of course, there is a difference. The one student can look it over a few times, and he knows it. Another student requires more diligence, but that you do your best, and also, fathers and mothers, that you stand fully behind it, that you take an interest and what your children are learning, that you ask about the lesson and see to it that they take their time in memorizing the students, then I hope that you are not as these cows, but that there may be an eagerness and a desire and to consider what a blessing it is there are not so many young people that are as privileged as we are to be under the truth. And let us remember that the Lord uses means. And now we read that these lowing cows, that they have straightway, that they went to the land of the Israelites, that they were forced with the true work of the Lord. Then it is not forced congregation. No. Because the Spirit, He works by love. He draws by love. And then they are taken of that city of destruction. And does that mean, when we speak of those lowing cows, oh, in the beginning, so eager and such a desire, then they are given to flee. No, then there does not have to be someone with a whip. Because they read in Psalm 110, verse 3, a willing people in the day of His power, and then they are given to experience the sweetness of the service of the Lord. And then later, there can come those times that a child of God has to confess that somewhat they resemble those lowing cows. Because we read of the children of Israel, they have left Egypt with the Lord's stretched out arm. And then later they were starting to think and even long for the flesh pots of Egypt, for the cucumbers and for the melons. Then each time it is by renewal necessary that people become ashamed. Ah, the church learns that it is the work of the Spirit by the first time and by renewal. Our forethought, the great rejoicing in this harvest, because we read in our text, and they of Beth-Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes. Oh, there can be times that a people are so discouraged, so cast down, that they are given to look more within and at the circumstances. We read in Luke 13 of a woman that was so bowed down and so tied up by Satan that in no wise she could straighten herself up. We have heard of that Ichabod. The glory of the Lord has departed. The ark has been taken. But now on this harvest, the Lord has been such a surprising God. Oh, the Lord still had a remnant that was so concerned and so bowed down concerning the ark and the glory of their God that the prayers have been multiplied. And now the wonderful works of the Lord, that those prayers already were being answered before they even have seen the visible answer with that ark returning. And then the wonderful works of the Lord. Because we can understand that there would have not been one Israelite unless the Lord has given it by His Spirit. But even to think, because they read in Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto Him that is to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, that there was not one Israelite that is where it has even crossed their mind that two cows would be sent by the Lord to bring the ark back. And then they were given to lift up their eyes, and they saw the ark, and they rejoiced to see it. Thus that has given rejoicing to those farmers that were harvesting an abundant crop. I read in Psalm 4, verse 7, that the psalmist says, "Thou hast put more gladness in my heart than when their corn and wine increased." What gives us now the greatest rejoicing? And we may rejoice. We are called to rejoice also in all the temporal blessings that the Lord grants us. Is a blessing when it may be, as we read in Job 23, verse 16, "For God maketh my heart soft, to be given to rejoice in wife, husband, children, the blessings which the Lord gives us." But what gives us out the greatest rejoicing? When there may be something of God in it, and to experience His grace by the work of the Holy Spirit. And for the Israelites it was when they were given to behold that the ark was returning. That has given them great rejoicing. And the ark was a symbol, a special symbol of the special presence of the Lord placed in the Holy of Holies. The blood was sprinkled upon the mercy seat. They were given to rejoice concerning this history. Then we read in Psalm 78, the verses 60 through 65, that the psalmist was given to speak of the return of the ark. And then in verse 65, then we read that the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. Oh, then we think of the ark of the New Testament that's also fallen into the hands of sinful men. Who was that, boys and girls? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. Were filthy and sinful hands that they have arrested Jesus, taken Him into custody, brought Him before different courts. He was crucified, He died, and was buried. Then there was a church that was bitterly sorrow. Their hope and expectation has come to an end. But on the third day, then that ark was risen, and He has appeared unto His church. And then it is specifically mentioned in John 20, verse 20, in the evening when He has appeared unto His church, that He has showed Him His pierced hands and His pierced side. And then it is recorded, and they were glad when they saw the Lord. So it was among these farmers, and the Lord was not all Israel, but even a blessing in the church, when even in an outward way, there may be great concern about the ark, about the glory of God. And when the church may prosper, that there may be joy. And when the walls are being broken down, that there may be great sadness. And now, how was this rejoicing? How was that now become evident? That became evident. They were all busy harvesting. It's a joyful time, a nice time. But then when the ark has returned, then they have stopped their harvest. And they become busy with other matters. Then they have laid their daily labors aside, a proof that they were given to rejoice. Or to say it simply, we could say it was a weekday service. It is true they were busy, and there can be lawful reasons that it is not possible. But then that rejoicing has become evident and proven that they have laid everything aside because they were given to see that the Lord has done great things amongst them whereof they were glad. They were under the dominion of the Philistines. And humanly speaking, by force, impossible to recapture the ark. But then the Lord, then he is wrought wonderfully. Oh, it was a special Thanksgiving day. A harvest, it is true, but greater reasons. Ichabod, the glory has departed, and now the ark has returned. Are there souls with an Ichabod in this morning? God's true people. Oh, in the beginning, do we not read in Psalm 84, to go from strength to strength, and so appear before Zion? But in this history, is it not a picture of the backslidden church? Because of their backsliding, because of their worldliness, their lukewarmness, that the Lord would draw us his loving and his tender presence, that it becomes so still. But what a blessing it is when the ark may return. Oh, the necessity that the church is led into those divine mysteries, the ark which has come in the fullness of time, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to need him as prophet, priest, and king, and then for the true church, then each time it becomes a wonder. Oh, then it is needful that they are given to examine their case, to examine their hearts, brought at the throne of grace, and given to beg for a new token of his favor, and those further leadings. Let us first sing Psalter 109, the four stanzas. The offering on the altar burned gives no delight to thee. The hearing ear, the willing heart, thou givest unto me. And what follows, Psalter 109, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
Our fifth thought, the burnt offerings upon this harvest. Then the Israelite farmers with their families, they were given to see the ark and upon the car drawn by two sucking cows. And then there was also a little suitcase, boys and girls, where the Philistines had put their special presents. And those presents were of gold. They were not of clay, not of copper, nor of brass, but of the most precious and expensive metal. 'Tis still a blessing, and that has also been evident on Thanksgiving Day, that in the congregation among young and old, that there is still love for the church and everything that pertains to it, that our liberal hearts, that we may be given to give to the Lord of the riches which he has given unto us. But our fifth thought that speaks of burnt offerings, and then by renewal, then the Lord has performed special wonders. Because then those cows, they have come to the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And on that field, there is spoken of a great stone. Must have been a very large stone, perhaps with two uprisings. Because we read that they have put an ark on the stone and also offered sacrifices. And now the first wonder was that those cows, they have come all the way from Ekron, crossed the border, come to the field of Bethshemesh, and then there was a great stone, and there the Lord has told the cows to stop by that stone. It was also a wonder, because of course those cows, they do not have a rational mind, and they did not know about burnt offerings, and even those cows, they would be killed on that stone. But those cows have stopped. It was the first wonder. Then the second wonder, that was that it was in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And we read in Joshua 21 that Bethshemesh was one of the priestly cities. 48 cities have been set apart for the Levites. 13 of those cities, priestly cities, and 6 of them, the cities of refuge. Thus then the Lord has provided the stone. He has provided priests and Levites to bring those sacrifices. The question could be asked, because we read of burnt offerings, that it must be a male animal. These were cows. And the Lord has also given the instruction that the sacrifices may only be brought before the tabernacle. But then it was an exceptional case. And then we read that they have taken the cart, used it as wood. They have killed the cows. and they have offered them as a burnt offering, was an offering of thanksgiving unto the Lord. And the offerings in the Old Testament, they all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ. But then further, then we read that they have brought more sacrifices of their own, because the cart and the cows, they were a gift from the Philistines. But those rejoicing Israelites, they also had a profound impression not only to offer and sacrifice someone else's gift, but also their own gifts. And to that end, they have taken of their own animals, and then we read, and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. David, in 1 Chronicle 29, verse 14, then in the way in bewilderment he was given that he could offer so abundantly, and then he has declared that everything that he had was from the Lord. Thus he was only sacrificing what the Lord has given. Thus what a special Thanksgiving day for those Israelite farmers. But let us add also a solemn warning pertaining to this harvest. Because boys and girls, what have they now done? Then we read that they have looked into the ark. They had the little suitcase with the golden mice, the golden emeralds, tumors, where many people were sick, many have died. But then they have also become too familiar with the ark. It was strictly commanded that no one may even see the ark. When they went from one camp to another, then the Levites were called upon first to cover all the furniture of the tabernacle with a cloth, and then carried by the Levites. Of course, the Philistines did not know that law, and then they were not punished for looking at that ark. But they have become too familiar with it. And then they have looked into the ark, perhaps wondering whether the two tables of law were still in the ark, the budded rod of Aaron, the golden pot of manna, and then the displeasure of the Lord has arose. Then we read of many that were slain. In the original, it simply says 70 men, 50,000 men. Nevertheless, because they have looked into the ark, the Lord has slain many of the Israelites. That is also instruction for us concerning the holy things of the Lord. And then we are not speaking of the infirmities, just all sin. When we think of the Bible, how often we take it as an ordinary book, that we do not read it as the word of the living God. What wandering thoughts there can be. that we read the words, but our thoughts are elsewhere. That is not what this chapter is speaking of, is if the Lord punished those sins, then there would not be one older one in church. We would all be in eternity. But then this matter speaks when there's disrespect, not reverence for the things of the Lord. God's house, God's law, God's word. When there is willful transgression, the Lord is a jealous God of his honor. Oh, what a just God he is. That for those Israelites, looking into the ark of the Lord, that they were slain. This happened later in the reign of King David in 2 Samuel 6. When the ark began to tremble because the ox stumbled, then Uzzah put forth his hand, good intentions. But he was immediately slain. To that end, the need that the Lord may bind it continually upon our heart, a holy God, and everything that pertains to him is sanctified and separate. Oh, we could multiply it out when we inquisitively are trying to pry into the secret counsel of God. Elihu has said in Job 36, verse 26, God is great, and we know him not. God is so great, so incomprehensible, so infinite, that with our little minds, that we cannot understand his wonderful ways. But the Lord has given us his revealed will. We read thereof in Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the revealed things belong unto us and our children, that we may remember and do them. A thanksgiving harvest feast, that they were given to rejoice, and yet it has ended with such a bitter mourning. And to that end, the necessity that we are given to pray, that the Lord may hold up our goings in his paths, that the Lord may bless his holy word, work lovingly and irresistibly by his Holy Spirit, that we may be given to rejoice in the ark, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the way to the Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit, and that here below we may have a little beginning, all of that rejoicing. The things of the Lord does not exclude temporal blessings, but in the work of free and sovereign grace, to receive a broken and a contrite heart, a bewilderment, and that for a sinful people, and then to be followed. We read that in 1 Samuel 7, because with the return of the ark, they were still under the Philistines, and they have lamented after the Lord. And they have come to Samuel And Samuel has used that opportunity to instruct the people that he must be given to repent, which they did. The Philistines have come. And then as Samuel has taken a whole lamb as a burnt offering, offered it unto the Lord. And then the Lord has wrought wonderfully. The Thanksgiving Day, the special harvest Thanksgiving by the inhabitants of Beth-Shemesh, and then the psalmist in Psalm 106, the verses 1 and 2 has exclaimed, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise?" Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things. Wilt thou grant by thy Spirit that we and our children may experience a little beginning of that true rejoicing, of thy wonderful works of grace. But also we have heard of a solemn warning. Fill us continually with that great reverence and respect for thee, thy word, thy law, thy house, and also the Sabbath day. Lord, we have heard of offerings. Then we commend unto thee the confession of faith class, when we hope to meet for the first time. Oh, bind upon the hearts the need to become a living member of the living church of the living King. Grant traveling mercies in this day. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 358, the first three stanzas. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity, in transports then of joy and mirth, we praise the Lord of all the earth. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The Thanksgiving Day collection brought up the total sum of $698,515, for which we, next to the Lord, heartily thank the congregation. We wish to remind the congregation of the annual Trinitarian Bible Society meeting on Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. and the annual school meeting on Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. both in the Calvin Christian School. And the Banner of Truth and the new blue sermon books are at the exit. Psalter 358, the first three stanzas. Thank you. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.